Manziel lawyer disaster thing, it hadn't happened yet. The Johnny Manziel discussion has already existed in the danger zone for a while. I mean, it was 8 months ago when I originally said, and I haven't been able to stick to it, but instead of Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, he needed to be Jonathan or John Manziel. And stop being Johnny Football, stop being Johnny Manziel, and become John Manziel or Jonathan. That there is a level of maturity in growing up that just needs to take place, and it's not unusual for a lot of guys his age. Or women. This is those early 20s. That's like the final stage for a lot of people. Some people get there earlier than that. But some people don't. Some people it's 19. Some people it's 20. Some people it's 25. You find that level of maturity that eventually takes you into the long-term person that you're going to be as an adult. And Manziel's not there. And maybe, or if he is, But we've been in this danger zone with him because this idea that he could OD or die through a variety of ways, I suppose, and his life is this unsettled. I mean, this is conversation we don't do well in America. Because the reality is that Johnny Manziel really does need help. I mean, the part where he is a joke and what's happening, I get some laughs out of it. No, we're in the danger zone. Unless you get off on making jokes about people who could be suicidal, who could have massive addictions, who could be depressed. I mean, all of these things. And that's just not the stuff of good people. So there's a part of me that, man, I'm really rooting for Johnny to become John and get to the other side. It isn't even about football anymore. Look, that's done. Johnny Manziel's football career's done. Could it have a rebirth? Maybe, I guess. Maybe. We're a long way away from that. So, I've long been a proponent that Johnny needs people around him that will treat him like he's John. His father hasn't been that type of person. His family, the enablers around him, whether it was in college or the pros or in high school, I mean, he's just, they're not there. So over the weekend, his lawyer makes this ridiculous, and look, this is if we take it on face value. I had a conversation with Anwar Richardson about this over lunch. It's easier to believe that this was part of a plan than it is to believe that somebody could be so incompetent, but the officials story on this is that one of his lawyers thought he was text messaging another lawyer, and instead he text messaged the Associated Press, which, again, easier to, I think, believe that this was part of some weird plan than to believe that this dude made this kind of an accident, because how dumb is this guy? And in the message that he sent to the Associated Press, they're seeking a plea deal. It mentions that they hope Johnny doesn't have to take P-tests. I mean, it's just like a betrayal of all of this information, and it doesn't help Johnny at all, unless, you know, a lawsuit that might bring him more money helps him out, which you can see that happening. But in the immediate aftermath of this, I believe it was ESPN. I think it might have even been Josina Anderson. I apologize if I'm getting the reporter wrong on this. Was able to get a hold of Jonathan Manziel's dad. And the dad just let it all out there in a way that I don't know how you could think that this is supportive. I don't know how saying he essentially channeled his inner Ivan Drago and treated his son like it was Apollo Creed in the ring after the fight. If he dies, he dies. I will bury him. Like, what good was that supposed to serve? I don't know who is looking out for Manziel at this point, but it isn't the enablers, it's not his family, and it sure as hell isn't his dad. And I'm not trying to call out dad and say that he's a failure as a father, although I would say that he's a direct contributor to Johnny Manziel's issues with alcohol. That whole family has enabled that behavior for years. But to go public, and this isn't the first time he's done it. Look, there's got to be, the goal has to be continuing to try to reach out to Manziel and to eventually find a hand that reaches out and wants help back in return. You can't reach a quitting stage. Like I'm at a point where Manziel's got to take care of himself, no doubt. But there is a little bit of I'm feeling sorry for him to some degree, because you've got a guy who's spiraling out of control and he doesn't have a support group in place. And it's not what the NFL does well. They don't do supporting guys. They do cutting guys and never looking back. That's what they do. Manziel's not good enough to play the waiting game, to play the helping game. This guy needs help. He shouldn't have been on an NFL roster last year. He should have been in rehab. But you can't be in rehab in the middle of the season because football. And the same people who are saying, well, if he dies, I'll bury him and that'll be on him, they're the same people that ate up that Johnny Football stuff when he got famous and when he got over and he became a college football star. They loved it. They loved it. They enabled the behavior. They continue to enable the behavior. And now we're here, and I don't see real dedicated help. I see people waving to get themselves out of the game, and that's his father.